Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Environmental and Science Issues for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Pharmaceuticals receive a patent which is time limited, and after the expiration of that patent, the medicine is considered to be generic, which means anybody can manufacture that particular product. The same thing happens with biotech traits, and that is that they are patented and they do have a time limitation, and once that's expired, then these traits then are open for other people to utilize.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're going to see the first biotech patent expiration in 2015 with Roundup Ready soybeans. This has raised the questions about what was going to happen in this kind of a new world, something we really haven't dealt with in the past. Some people believe that newly emerging generic market could provide farmers with less expensive seed, but there seems to be a larger concern about what happens in international trade.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These have to be maintained on a regular basis. It varies how long an approval will last. 3 years in China, 10 years in the European Union. But these have to be continually renewed. And the fear has been that with generic traits floating around, that there won't be someone who is making sure that these approvals are maintained and that trade could be severely disrupted. That's the major concern, I believe.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The biotechnology industry organization, along with the American Seed Trade Association, just announced what they're terming an accord, which they've been working on for the past 2 years, and this would address particularly this issue of international approvals. And it lays out a plan for the company with the patent negotiating with the user of the trait in terms of who would maintain these international approvals, whether it be the current patent holder or if they would share that responsibility or if that responsibility would be transferred over to the new user. So it looks like it would be a good groundwork to address these concerns of trade disruption. But like I said earlier, the major benefit of this to cotton farmers is to guarantee that trade is not disrupted through this generic market.